They themselves, when they arrived, had immediately to go before Lachesis. A kind of prophet or speaker started off by lining them up. Then from the lap of Lachesis he took numbers for drawing lots and patterns of lives. Ascending a high platform, he began to speak. The word of the maiden Lachesis, daughter of necessity. Souls, creatures of a day, here begins another cycle of mortal life and the death it brings. Your guardian spirit will not be given to you by lot. You will choose a guardian spirit for yourselves. Let the one who draws the first lot be the first to choose a life. He will then be joined to it by necessity. Virtue knows no master. Your respect or contempt for it will give each of you a greater or smaller share. The choice makes you responsible. God is not responsible. With these words he threw the lots among them all, and each picked up the lot which fell closest to him. All except Ur. He was not allowed to pick one up, but anyone who did pick one up could see clearly what number lot he had drawn. Next he spread the patterns of lives before them on the ground. There were many more of them than there were people present, and they were of every possible kind, lives of all the animals in addition to all the human lives. There were lives of tyrants among them, some lasting, others destroyed in mid-career and ending in poverty and exile, or beggary. There were lives of men distinguished, some for their looks, beauty, and in general for their strength and prowess, others for their families and the virtues of their ancestors. Lives of men who by the same criteria were not distinguished, and a similar range of women's lives as well. The overall disposition of the soul was not part of the life, because the soul is affected by the kind of life it chooses. But the other characteristics were mingled with one another, with wealth and poverty, disease and health, or with some balance between these extremes.